Hello.
Mr. Temple?
Yes?
Will you hold the line, please? There's a call for you.
Thank you.
Hello. Mr. Temple?
Yes, speaking. Who is that?
Don't you recognize me?
No, I'm afraid I don't.
It's Marquand.
Marquand?
Temple, listen. I've got a friend of yours here. She wants to say a few words to you.
Is that you, Paul?
Steve!
Marquand picked me up, darling. I was in a dress shop. I'm speaking from a house on...
Steve!
Did you get that?
Yes, I got it. Now listen, Marquand. I'm warning you. If anything happens to my wife, I'll...
Relax, brother. I don't like this corny situation any more than you do. Now listen. I want those glasses. I don't want any alibis. I don't want any ifs or buts or ands. I just want those glasses. Do you get me?
I get you, Marquand.
Good. Now listen to what I'm saying. I'm sending a car around for you. He'll pick you up at the corner near the newspaper stand. If anyone's tailing you, or there's any funny business, then it'll be just too bad for Mrs. Temple. Catch on?
Marquand.
Yeah?
I don't think you quite understand the situation.
What do you mean?
You harm my wife. You touch so much as one hair of her head, and...
And what?
And do you know what I'll do? I shall drop those glasses on the floor and smash them to pieces, Colonel Marquand. Understand?
I'm sending the car around straight away. Don't keep it waiting. And don't forget what I've told you.
I shan't forget.